Trust Frank. Frank will dig up every barbecue-related song. I mean, I trust we've got a theme that's going to go through the next hour here. Welcome back to the show. Joined by our good friend Belton Johnson in studio. He's a Grey Cup champ. He's a former rider. He's a grill master extraordinaire. And we, so many people, Belton, welcome to the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And welcome back to Saskatchewan. You're fresh back from Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. That was quite the time.
Yeah. And, what were you, almost three weeks down there?
About 3 weeks down there. And, you know, we drove. Usually with the family and everything, we fly. But, you know, six people times however amount, you know, to fly. Like, let's just drive, save a couple bucks.
yeah. And the drive seamless down and back.
Seamless. I should have probably done this years ago, driving down, you know, just the lay of the land, right? You get through the Dakotas, it's, you know, you see the plains, the prairies and everything. You see the different agriculture and then you see the forest land, the rolling hills. And because don't you ride a bike?
Don't ride a bike.
No,
not a motorcycle.
No, not a motorcycle.
No,
okay. For any motorcycle riders, man, just take a drive down through there.
It's nice. A nice trip.
Nice.
So you went through the Dakotas, then Iowa?
Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and then got home.
It was the gamut. Yeah.
Oh, man, I was counting down just, I don't know. All I know is when I got home to my mom, she came out the door screaming, yelling, happy. Give her the big hug.
Moms are always moms, aren't they?
Oh, and the best part, other than hugging my mom, her baby was home to eat her catfish, fried catfish.
I can honestly say I've never tried catfish.
No.
No.
You know, we were going to bring some back, but again, the drive back, how hot it was, it was like, we don't need to do that, I'm going to have to get you some catfish one of these days, Evan.
Well, listen, we have Belton Johnson, of course, on every Friday, 11 o'clock. Saskatchewan Cattle Association brings us It's Eatin' Time. Mm-hmm. Inevitably, when you're on Sharing Your Recipe, people are texting in questions to the point that we finally said, why don't we just get Belton on for an hour and open up the lines? If people have questions about barbecuing, about grilling, about smoking, and you're good with it. You agreed to it.
I agreed to it, Evan.
I'm happy.
I like talking barbecue, man.
Yeah, for sure. And if someone has a question about the riders, are they okay to sneak that in?
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I was away for a couple of weeks.
You're ready to dig into it.
My mind is... I'm burning.
Ready to go. Okay. So phone lines are open for you. 1-877-332-8255. If you have a question, Belton, of course, every week delivers a great recipe. Well, how did you get into this? Do you credit your mom with your interest in cooking?
I credit my mom but most of all, probably my great aunt. And you know, we started cooking, me and my brother, both probably 7-8 years old in the kitchen. And my great aunt, she was always up at about 5 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, my brother and I were still in bed. You could smell the biscuits in the morning and everything. And, you know, by the evening times and, you know, like we ain't got nothing to do. So like, y'all come on in here in the kitchen and, you know, start cooking. I'm going to say lunch, but I think a lot of Saskatchewan folks, lunch is dinner
or something. Yeah.
So I don't want to start that debate.
Yeah, dinner and supper. Yeah, okay.
And she just, you know, taught us how to cook, and we enjoyed it so much. And next thing you know, we were cooking her lunches and everything.
Right? So do you like, I mean, we often focus on, and for today, we're focusing a lot on barbecuing and grilling and but do you like being in the kitchen too?
I love being in the kitchen, and even to this day, Evan, my wife and I, we like to host, you know, dinner parties and such, right? Have friends over because, you know, just with the kids, it's easier to have people over versus going out. And let's face it, the price of, you know, going out to eat nowadays is skyrocketing, you know, with family of four. But love being in the kitchen. My wife, Ukrainian background, right? And she loves cooking. Most of all, I love eating too, right? So, you know, with the Southern flair, with the Ukrainian and everything, right? Oh, it makes for wonderful suppers and everything.
Okay. 1-877-332-8255. I can tell you that the texts are already coming in, which I'm not surprised to see. Mm-hmm. What was it like? You like to barbecue, but you got into smoking. Can you talk about how you see the difference of those two? Because some people ask the question, if I only have room for one, should I buy a good barbecue or a good smoker?
For me, I say smoker, right? Because, you know, again, most smokers, I guess, maybe it depends, right? The box smokers and everything, but you could jack the temperature up where you can't grill and everything, right? So, and me, when I got my smoker, that was the difference for me. It's like, oh, I could turn this up to, you know, 400 plus degrees and I could get out there and grill burgers and everything, right?
So you can cook a burger on the smoker.
You can.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's the beauty of it. And I will tell you, it's a little bit embarrassing, but, you know, when I first got my smoker, I think I burnt the steak, and that steak costs a lot of money. and I was just experimenting because I didn't know how to operate the thing really, right? And, you know, but trial and error, you just keep trying. And I'm one, I will cook on my smoker every day, even in the wintertime when it's minus 40.
Is it hard in the winter? I've heard people talk about it's hard to keep that heat in there.
It is hard, but, you know, they make different accessories and everything. You know, my one smoker, they make a what they call a blanket, right? So you get an insulated blanket. So you throw it over the cover of the smoker, and it keeps and holds the temperature. And it's like, you know, so in that sense, yes, but me, I don't care. Like, I'm turning it up. I'm not outside a whole lot, right? I just go out, raise up, look, go back inside.
Okay, well, I'm not shocked to see we've already got a number of texts coming in and calls. So we're actually going to jump onto the phone line because I've got Taylor here from Saskatoon. Taylor's got, I think, a question in both the cooking side of things and the riders. So, Taylor, over to you.
Oh, Belton, happy to have you back, buddy. I miss you on the radio, I'll be honest with you. I relate a lot to you, but one thing I wanted to... I'll start with the cooking, and then I'll get with the riders. That mushroom Swiss burger you were talking about weeks ago, man, I wanted to give that a go, but I kind of didn't write everything down when you were telling everybody about it before. So I was hoping maybe you could go over that again, because that sounded really good. And then the second thing is, too... can you get into the riders for me because give them a kick in the butt on the kicking situation, please?
On the kicking, did you say, Taylor?
Yeah, because I love Belton's opinion on that, and I want to hear it again because I wish they would listen to it.
Okay.
So. I like the part of kick them in the butt. Eh?
Kick them in the butt. Okay, mushroom Swiss burger. I mean, I know you didn't bring all the recipes with you.
No, but and again, with the ground beef and everything, you know, with that recipe, my great aunt, again, you know, her thing was adding breadcrumbs or, you know, day old bread, you know, crumble it up and everything, milk, egg, get all that stuff in there, incorporate it, salt, pepper. But you can use your favorite rub seasoner, whatever you like there and everything. Right. Mm-hmm. And get that all mixed up. And far as mushrooms go, you know, I do like to grill those up or put them on the stove top or something, right, to get them sauteed down. And once you got the sauteed, again, burger gets cooked and everything to your liking, get the mushrooms. I like the onions too, right? I know Swiss burger or mushroom Swiss, but I got to have onions on there too for me. Mm-hmm. And then throw a slice of Swiss cheese on there. Man, Evan, guess what, Evan?
You can't help but ask that question. It's eating time. Okay, what about this kicking situation?
Kickers. I was disappointed in the kicker to hell last week, right? You know, especially when the Edmonton kicker, I believe it was Blanchard, made a 50-some yarder right down the freaking middle. I'm like, what the? So the kicking, yes, it's a very important part of football. They got to do better. I'm sorry. They have to because, again, moments like this, the Riders, they were in position to win that game, and when you miss the kick, I'm going to talk. I'm looking. I'm like, what are we going to do here, right? It needs to be fixed ASAP. Yeah. This is a good team, man.
Taylor's asking you to give him a kick in the butt.
Yeah.
Okay, 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I've got Glenn on hold from Regina. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll start with Glenn, but I've got a number of texts coming in as well. If you've got a question for Belton Johnson, anything to do with grilling, barbecuing, smoking, he's our guy, and he's here right until 12 o'clock on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
We'll send you that good old Southern barbecue. We'll be singing high and low. We'll be rocking to and fro with a hidey, hidey, ho.
Greg, you got Belton bopping in the studio here.
Hey. He does.
He's found all the barbecue songs for us today. Belton Johnson joining us for an hour. Asking or answering, I should say, any questions that you would like to ask. 1-877-332-8255. Is it a barbecue? Is it a smoking related question? And by the way, this is meat smoking we're talking about. He's not going to help you with your vaping questions today. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Glenn in Regina. Glenn, you've got a question. You're on the line with Belton Johnson.
Hi. Actually, Evan, can I have two questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, how you doing, Belton?
I'm doing Glenn. Good, Glenn.
Yeah, good. I know my way around a barbecue pretty good, but I just want your opinion on this. I've heard a lot of people, and I bought a sous vide machine, but I haven't bothered to use it. But everyone swears by these things. They say that you can do the steak absolutely perfect with one. Your comments?
I have a sous vide myself, Glenn, and I always, you know, when I heard sous vide, I was like, who has time for all that, right? But I do think they make a bit of a difference. I've done it myself there with the steaks, and they come out perfect every time, right? Depending on the size of the steak and everything that you got in there during the water bath, again, that's depends on the temperature and everything, right? But when it's done, that steak, you get the grill fired up. It only takes a few minutes, and that bad boy is ready, man. It is so good, so juicy.
I think he's telling you to try it.
You got to try it, Glenn. You do.
Well, it's sitting in my basement collecting dust.
Open it up. Open it up.
I will. Okay, that's question number one. Question number two, I'll make this short. Best place you've ever had, I'm talking restaurants. Don't say your house or your mom's.
Yep.
Best place you've ever had barbecued ribs.
I got to go to Memphis, Tennessee. If you go on Bill Street there in Memphis, Tennessee, there's a restaurant there called Pork with an Attitude or Pig with an Attitude. You can't miss it. And I was disappointed when I went home this go round because I guess I went down the street too early in the morning. It wasn't open.
Oh, it wasn't open yet.
It didn't open till like four. It must have been a Sunday or something. And I had to go to a substitute place, which was good, but it wasn't good as that Pig with an Attitude there on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee, man.
Okay.
Must go.
There you go. Glenn, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Don in Saskatoon who wants to talk Riders. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, Belton, welcome back to Saskatchewan.
Thank you.
Regarding the football game, everybody's talking about the kickers, and rightfully so. He missed that kicking field goal, obviously. But a play before that by Harris on the red zone missed a wide-open guy by throwing the ball about 5 yards short of a guy that was by himself in the end zone, which would have probably meant we don't even have to worry about the kicker it anymore because Edmonton then could not win the game on a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the everybody's missing that one. Everybody's talking about the kicker. Everybody has forgotten that Harris missed the winning touchdown.
Oh, that's he gets some blame too. He gets a piece of that crow as well. And I think when we spoke last time, or I think it was Evan. It might have been Tamara, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
But anyways, Harris, I saw it too. He threw the ball short, and I thought maybe the goal post was in the way, but it looked at it again. Like, no, he short-armed that one, and it was to the receiver, Johnny Johnson, there and everything, right? So, yes, Trevor Harris, he gets a bit of the blame, and I'm sure – him as a player, he would have been, went back, watched that film, and he would probably say it himself as well. Mm-hmm. Guarantee you.
Thanks for the question. 1-877-332-8255. I love this. Cameron, we've been talking about the fact you just got home from Mississippi. Belton mm-hmm. says, I know you've got your heart belongs and longs for Mississippi, but you've been strongly embraced by this community. I wonder, mm-hmm. when you return to Saskatchewan, does it feel like you're coming home?
Absolutely, it does. You know, crossing that border crossing, you know, and I'll tell you, when, especially on the Saskatchewan side, when I cross the officers and everything, right, they hear my voice. Is that Belton Johnson? So I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, show your passport and everything. And I think this time I crossed in, what is the town, Caraville?
Oh, yeah.
Caraville, down there.
Yep.
And, you know, I thought I was coming up through North Portal, but the GPS rerouted us that way. And we get there, cross, and, you know, he's like, Belton, if you got a few minutes. And I'm like, yeah, I got time. You know, wife, kids, yeah, we got time. We're in Saskatchewan. We're home. Right. So, and he pulled out his phone and showed me his smoker.
Oh, really?
Oh, I could have stayed another 30, 40 minutes talking. But amazing smoker he had there. It's like a tractor, designed like a tractor.
Right.
And I wanted one of those there. I'm like, man, where's the blueprint for this?
That's
and,
awesome.
But no, coming home to Saskatchewan, absolutely. I treat Sask just like I do Mississippi.
That's good.
Right?
I thought you were going to say the border guards, when you're coming through, they're searching every nook and cranny. I thought that's where you were going with it.
No.
1-877-332-8255. There's actually a couple of people. I see a text from Wayne, but I've seen a couple on the line that say, I feel like I could never cook my steak perfectly on the barbecue. Mm. You were just talking about a sous vide, but if people don't have, what is the steak cooking tip on a barbecue?
All right. So, you know, I always talk about thermometers and everything, right, Ev, you know, internal temperatures. Yeah. And, you know, I think I have it down to a science, you know, for like, you know, a 2-inch steak. Usually I cook it, I like to marinate and everything overnight if I can. Mm-hmm. If I absolutely can't, you know, season up at least about an hour before throwing it on the grill. But I think the key is getting that grill nice and hot. Mm-hmm. I'm talking at least 400 degrees. And that's where I usually set mine at, is for about 400 degrees. And throw it on the grill there, or the smoker. And I'll let it. I actually sometimes set a timer on my phone, depending on the thickness of the steak. Again, about a 2-inch steak, I think I let it cook for about 3 minutes, and then another 3 minutes, and, you know, keep that grill shut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after that,
do you have to let a steak rest after you cook it? Should you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let it rest, because let those juices reabsorb and everything, right? Sure. And it should come out nice and juicy for you.
Good stuff. Okay, Belton Johnson, we're only half done. Belton's here right until 12 o'clock. 1-877-332-8255. If you have a question, we'll be back live with Belton next year. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show. It is a full hour barbecue talk with Belton Johnson, Grey Cup champ. He's a barbecue grill master extraordinaire, and he joins us, of course, every Friday at 11 for It's Eatin' Time, thanks to our friends at Saskatchewan Cattle Association. Today, though, it's a special 1 hour. You ask the question, 1-877-332-8255. What's your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing to cook?
Yeah, like all-time fave. If you're not worried about the cost, the expense of it, you just... You want to make your favorite meal on the grill. What is it?
Brisket.
Yeah.
It ain't even close, Evan. If I could, I'd cook brisket every day. It's just something about, you know, cooking a brisket, you know, the process and everything, right? And the time, right? You just kind of enjoy it a little bit. And when it's done right, and you get the feedback from the people,
because mm-hmm.
sometimes I taste things, I'm like, don't taste right. But then other people start eating like, wow, that's amazing. Like, oh, I guess I did do okay. And I'm going to tell you, my biggest test taster is my son, Max.
Okay.
He's honest. He's truthful. If it doesn't taste good, I'm like, oh, I got to cook something else. But if he likes it,
yeah,
we're going with that.
Okay, good to know. You always have to have a good taste tester in there, too. Belton, this is Jane in Blaine Lake. Thanks, Belton, for your great recipes. What I would like to know is recipes for veggies on the barbecue.
Ooh.
I have a great garden. I would love more ideas for veggies. Are you and Sask Beef ever going to make a cookbook? She's also asking. Do you throw veggies on the barbecue?
I do. I throw veggies on there. Corn, simple, easy, right? I do like to do the corn with the husk on to make sure you put it in water and everything to get it hydrated a bit and then throw it on the smoker. I've done potatoes on there. I've done a smoked potato salad before, right? So, and again, merely putting the potatoes on the barbecue, get a little smoke and everything, right? And then I go boil it a little bit and put them back on the smoker a little bit just to make sure that smoke's in there. And normally how I would make a potato salad and everything, right? The mayo, mustard, pickle relish.
Everything else is safe. Yeah. Yeah. Your face lights up when you talk about food. Oh, you know that.
I love food. Yeah.
I was getting caught up watching you talk about this because, so will you ever write a cookbook? Jane is asking, but lots of people have asked this before.
For me, a lot of my recipes, I do tend to keep on my phone and everything because I do get so many requests. It's easy to just go look and send somebody something, right? But I did on my laptop, started, pages of recipes and everything that I got. I just haven't found me a publisher or anything like that, but it's ready to go. Okay. I just haven't.
I like that. We got to pull the trigger.
Yeah,
time for Christmas gift giving.
Somebody's going to have to kick me in the butt, I guess, Evan.
This seems like a bit of an inside question, but Pete in Craven wants to know if you like Blake's Burgers at Bullier Rink. Because he says, apparently you were coming back for seconds when your wife intervened.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for those Rink burgers, man. And when they're done right, I probably have about 2-3.
Lots of questions coming in on the line. 1-877-332-8255. Is there one thing, this is Diane with the question, is there one thing that you think everyday common barbecuers get wrong? Like, is there kind of that general mistake people make when they approach barbecuing?
Is there a general mistake? I'm gonna have to say yes. And again, one thing I think is, letting a barbecue get heated up, right? Especially if you're doing burgers, like get it hot. Like don't, toy around with 200, 225, 250. For me, 400 degrees, I'm letting it set there, right? For burgers. And I would even say for steaks and things of that nature, right? And I do think people tend to get that wrong, or the other thing, opening and closing lids.
Well, there's a question here from Dave on that. So I'll just ask it. Dave says, is there such a thing as opening the lid too much?
I think there is. And again, I think it depends on what you're cooking, right? If we're doing, ribs or brisket, right? Those things tend to stay on the smoker longer. So don't keep going out there every 30 minutes, opening, closing. Cause yeah, you're losing the heat. Right. Yeah. And even for, far as grilling goes, at least on my smoker, again, when I get it up to that 400, I'm putting the burger in there. I do shut the lid. I know some people like to leave lids open and everything with burgers, but I close the lid again. That just increases that temperature. And again, you just kind of eyeball it a little bit, right? A burger, it's going to cook quick and fast, right? So, maybe it's a minute or a minute and a half. Then you go lift the lid. You see that it's cooked. Give it the turn. You got to get the grill marks on there. 45-degree angle, yeah. Right?
I think the one thing I've learned from you, not just today, but generally, is patience.
Yeah.
Like you talked about, okay, you got to get the grill hot enough. You don't lift the lid too many times.
Yeah.
Let it rest at the end, so that it finishes its cooking and those juices get going. This is all about patience. And so someone like me who wants to get that thing done and eat it, you're telling me, slow down, Evan. It's a process.
It is a process, Evan. And, I think about home in Mississippi, home here in Saskatchewan as well, right? Is, let the process take its course mm-hmm. and everything. Cause I think when you try to rush or do something, that's when the mistakes tend to happen. Or, you know, again, with barbecuing, to me, it is all about patience and just that slow cook method.
Right. Okay. I want to jump back into the questions. Tim and Davidson, when you're cooking a brisket, do you put the fat side up or down?
I put the fat side up because I want it to render down okay. and everything. Right. And that way it'll stay juicy and everything. Right. But again, for me with the brisket is, you know, once it's done, it's smoking that 3-4 hour span there where it gets the smoke, make sure you get it off, wrap it up good there, put it back on. Right. And again, letting it rest at the end there.
I got a couple of smoker related questions coming in here. Dave wants to know, does it matter the type of wood pellets you're using in your smoker?
Does it matter the type? I personally don't think so. For me, I do like the competition blend because you kind of, you know, you got some hickory, you got some maple or cherry or apple or something, right? That blend. But I will say my favorite would probably be hickory. For some reason, I can smell and taste that hand over end for some reason. Yeah. I've done the pellets with the cayenne and things. I didn't taste anything different. It was normal,
yeah.
If you ask me, right?
Okay. I got a lot of questions coming in. I'm going to try and keep going here. Does it matter? Like some people are saying here, you can spend $200 to $5,000 on a smoker, yeah. Same on a barbecue.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
It depends on what type of quality you want, I would say, Evan. And for me, yeah, if you're spending top-end dollars, it's probably going to be a top-end smoker. And I do have a Yoder, which is typically in that 4 to 5 grand, maybe 6 grand range. And, you know, I feel like the more money you spend on a smoker, the heavier it is. I like nice, heavy smokers. For some reason, everything seals as far as when you're shutting the doors and everything on the lids.
Okay, well, let's bring Wayne in on this conversation because Wayne in Saskatoon is on the line. So there's quite a range in prices, but you have a question, Wayne, about like what's a good quality smoker? Is that where you're going?
I think so, Evan. And, you know, Belton, I wish we had you back on the team. We could use you, but anyway, sure. As far as the smoker goes, my neighbor pays, I think, over $1,000 to $1,500, and, you know, he's got the money to spend. I don't have that, but can I get a good one for less than that?
I think you can, Wayne, I don't particularly know the brand or anything, but for, you know, again, depends on what you pay and everything, what you like. I do think there's quality for, you know, for those ranges and everything that you like, right? But, you know, I think of... you know, what is it? Louisiana. Mm-hmm. That's a brand. And again, the size of the smoker is going to depend on the cost as well, right? You could get a, you know, something that's got, you know, 400 some square inches of, you know, cooking versus maybe 300 square inches and things of that nature.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. We've got so many questions coming in, including how do you clean your smoker?
Oh.
So let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to do some rapid fire questions to wrap this up. Someone wanting to know the best way to cook a hot dog, to garnish up a hot dog, to, you know, like zhuzh up a hot dog. So we'll go there. We got a bunch here. Belton Johnson is our guest here until 12. We'll be right back on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
The wind, the wind. The fire is hot, well, brother, then you call for a menu. Prepare for a treat, I ain't telling fibs. You blow your top on barbecue.
Why is it that every barbecue song is from 1948? I'd like to know that.
I dig that, man. I could go out there and grill right now.
Yeah, you've been bopping to every. Hey, there's actually a question. Say, do you listen to music when you grill?
I do. I like listening to the blues and everything. Something about getting on the barbecue, the blues, and, you know, drinking a ham, maybe a cigar or something. And,
wow, you're painting quite a picture.
Don't tell my wife because she thinks I'm out there, like, really doing stuff. I'm just...
working hard.
I'm being patient, Evan.
Yeah, sure. There you go. That's back to patience. I like it. 1-877-332-8255. I got a cheeky text here. I'm going to warn you right now. It's cheeky.
Okay.
Greg in Saskatoon says, Evan, I usually use canola or olive oil, but ask Belton where I can find that oil that he always talks about. Say it for me. Oil.
Oh.
I think that's what Greg's getting at there. 1-877-332-8255. Rodney in Silton, what's the best way to clean a smoker?
Oh, I hate cleaning smokers. I'm not going to lie to you. For me, my smoker, you know, I like to scrub the grates and everything, right? But then I got to get the wood dust out of there and everything, right? The ash, and I vacuum it out and everything. It sucks, but it doesn't take that long either, right? It's just, I have to do it. I'd rather just keep cooking, not clean it, but... and it is important to clean it off so that it operates at a high performance and everything, right?
How often are you doing that? I mean, you use your smoker quite a bit.
Yeah. And so I probably I'm going to say about 10 uses. And when I say 10 uses, if I was just doing burgers, something quick, I'd probably go longer, right? Yeah. But when I'm doing briskets or whole chickens or turkey, something, about eight of those barbecues, I'll clean it out.
Okay.
My barbecue, it'll let me know. Trust me.
How long? So we talked earlier about letting the meat rest after before you actually cut into it and eat it. Is there a standard time to let your steak rest, Brian in Saskatoon? And if you are letting it rest, should you cover it with aluminum foil?
So I don't cover mine with aluminum foil, but as far as rest time for a steak goes, you know, I go for about 15 minutes or so, 15, 20 minutes. But I will say when you're letting it rest, if you want to throw a pat of butter on there while it's resting, boy, that makes a difference.
You always find a way, don't you, Belton? I like it. Do you have a suggestion for a pork tenderloin or doing a loin on the barbecue?
So with pork tenderloins.
This is from Kat, by the way, in Saskatoon.
I like to use an injection of some sort, right? Pork injection, seasoning, injecting and everything, right? Season it, but I just treat them like I would a steak or something, right? Depending on the size and whatnot, you know, the temperature, probably smoke something around that 225 range, and then maybe I'll fire it up a little bit higher just to kind of finish it off for the last couple minutes. And again, take it off, let it rest, and it's eating time.
Ray with a question. Do you have any budget-friendly recipes to make hot dogs more exciting? I love this question. Man.
To make hot dogs more exciting.
You like hot dogs?
I do, and I like them on the grill, right? I like them not burnt, but, you know.
Dark.
I like them dark, right? And to me, that's one of the best ways to eat the hot dog. Simple as that. Other than if you want to, you know, make a chili or something to put on top, to me, that's budget friendly, right? Or what's the other way? I think, Max, we did queso.
Oh, yeah.
So I had some leftover queso, and my son, Max, like, Dad, let's try to put queso on the hot dog there. And I said, oh, and then he added some Dorito chips. Got a little carried away there.
There you go. Well, maybe that'll make your cookbook someday. I like it. What's the biggest barbecue disaster you've ever had? There's actually been a few texts asking the question. Like, do you ever have a meal that doesn't succeed? It basically is the question.
Oh, yeah. I would probably say when I burned a steak, first time using the smoker there and everything. And again, this was about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, everybody's hungry. Well, Daddy did not deliver and burned the steak. And it was bad. Yeah. Like, I'm talking, even my wife, like, what are you doing? I thought you knew how to cook.
Not able to eat it, kind of.
It was throw it in the garbage. Let's order, skip the dishes. Oh, jeez. That's how bad.
What's the one thing you wish someone had told you before you bought your first smoker?
The one thing before the first smoker. I'm just thinking here, Evan, probably just the size and everything, right? For as me, the one I got, or my first smoker, it was smaller, mm-hmm. right? And then I find myself wanting to do more and more, right? So I actually went and got a bigger smoker,
right?
Because, you know, I could cook about 4 or 5 turkeys on this smoker, right? And I'd rather get something bigger than smaller, yeah. because I end up cooking on it a lot, Evan.
So think about what you're using it for.
Right.
That's the advice
there. That is it.
An hour with Belton Johnson flies by. This has been great, Belton. Thanks so much for doing it. We'll have to do this again.
Absolutely, sure. We will.
Thanks so much. And tomorrow, it's eating time.
There we go.
Okay. Belton Johnson, thanks so much for the chat. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.